AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Nicholas Cruz pleaded guilty to 17 counts of murder in the Parkland High School shootings in 2018 in Florida. The AP's Jennifer King reports he may face the death penalty in the next phase of the trial.
Judge Elizabeth Scherr reminded Cruz that 12 jurors will determine if Cruz should be sentenced to death or life in prison without parole.
If you're on death row waiting to be sentenced, you can't say, you know what? That wasn't a good strategy.
Cruz's attorneys had offered to have him plead guilty in exchange for a life sentence, but attorney Michael Satz rejected the offer, saying Cruz deserved the death sentence.
The state would be able to prove beyond an exclusion of every reasonable doubt that the defendant committed each and every one of the counts in the indictment.
Satz stepped down in January as Broward County's state's attorney, but he has appointed himself as Cruz's lead prosecutor. The judge plans to begin screening jurors in the penalty phase next month and hopes testimony can begin in January. I'm Jennifer King.
The FBI and a family attorney say items belonging to Brian Laundrie have been found in a wilderness park in Florida. Laundrie is a person of interest in the death of his girlfriend, Gabby Petito. She was reported missing last month. The two were on a trip to the western part of the country. Petito's body was found in Wyoming. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients says preparations are being made to get kids vaccinated against the coronavirus.
We will ensure that vaccinations for kids ages 5 through 11 are easy, convenient, and accessible to every family.
The Federal Reserve reports the economy was facing a number of headwinds at the start of the month, from supply chain disruptions and labor shortages to uncertainty about the Delta variant of the coronavirus. For the third time this year, Senate Democrats tried to pass sweeping elections legislation that they tout as a powerful counterweight to new voting restrictions in states. Once again, Republicans block them. On Wall Street at the closing bell, stocks are mixed. The Dow is higher. This is AP News. The World Health Organization says the only region seeing a rise in coronavirus cases is Europe.
The WHO says Europe saw a 7% rise in new coronavirus cases last week, the third week in a row that cases have jumped there. WHO says more than half of European countries reported a rise in infections, with Britain, Russia, and Turkey accounting for the most. Globally, the U.S. reported the biggest number, more than 580,000 cases, but that still represented an 11% decline. The biggest drops were seen in Africa and the Western Pacific, where infections fell by 18 and 16% respectively. The number of deaths in Africa also declined by about a quarter, despite the dire shortage of vaccines there. I'm Ben Thomas.
Short of help, Michigan State University is making an urgent plea to staff to volunteer in campus dining halls, including faculty. Starting pay was recently raised from $12 to $15 an hour. MSU is competing with local businesses for workers. Ed Donahue, AP News.